USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's suggestion that he'd accept help from a foreign government to win the 2020 election. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News that the president's comments were edited.
Look, I wish that the media would take the time to look at the full clip. I was standing just feet away from the president in his exchange with George Stephanopoulos. It was very clear. The president said if there was wrongdoing, of course he'd turn it over to the FBI. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Also reacting to the president's comments, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
For the president to be so cavalier, to disregard, to be indifferent to law and any sense of ethics, that's an assault on our democracy.
The White House also says President Trump is getting briefings on the attacks on the commercial ships in the Gulf of Oman. The attacks come amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.